crazy again, you. Crazy again, you. KFAS, I see you got a hotspot working there, KCAKO from KFAS. Yes, I do. Thanks to WHCPT. He dropped it off last night, hooked it up, and been playing around with it since then. How are you doing, Dave?
Pretty good. Yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge that I heard you out here and all that stuff. So I'm just going to do some packing today. And, yeah, it's not fun, but, yeah, packing up all my, gear and stuff like that. But I am looking forward to finally moving and, being able to unpack it again at some point. So, fun time.
Where are you moving from and where are you moving to? KFAS, aren't you moving to, like, Emily City or something like that, Dave?
That might be Dakota, if you're thinking about Emily City. I know he lives around there. I mean, he's in Alma.
Copy that. That's right. I thought it was Alma, because he lived north of me when I was in, when I lived in Rome, but being out in Memphis now. But, yeah, pretty cool. And Captain Don programmed in some parrot IDs for me, too, so I got yours and Sean's and Dakota's. The only one I'm missing is...
It looks like my hotspot's not liking low power, so I switched to medium power. One thing you got to know about these digital hotspots is you really got to be next to it. They're really what they call deaf on receive. So just keep that in mind. You actually have to be near these. Unlike the All-Star nodes, they kind of work a little bit further, but like these digital ones, for some reason, they gotta be, you gotta be really close. So I'm experiencing that now. I missed the last ID you said you just have to get, and then I missed that. I think you meant Wally.
Yeah, I got mine on power. I got it on 500, and I'm literally right in line with it, just behind my TV on my switch that's back there for network. But, yeah, I got your parrot ID, I got Sean's, I got Captain Don's. I think the only one I'm missing is maybe Wally's. I have to look through my list.
Yeah, if you ever want to look up somebody's DMR ID, you can go to radioid.net, radioid.net. I think you're familiar with that, but if you're not, radioid.net, and you can look up anybody's call sign or what their DMR ID is there if you need to program in the radio. But yeah, then you can do private calls. You can do like direct, you know, if the queue still goes longer, you know, I usually say like if no more than like 10 minutes on a talk group, then it's probably time to move off somewhere else or end the conversation, especially if it's a wide network, you know.
I agree. Yeah, but I just messing around with it. So, but I'll just get back to packing there. And have a safe trip between the old place and the new place. And I'll do 73 on your final KC8KGO Cujo.
All right. And you can always do testing with your equipment with the Parrot 9990 private call. So it's a private call 9990. I think Captain Dot probably programmed it in your radio. So, all right. We'll talk to you later. And I'm glad everything's working. 73KFAS.
KCAKG, you're listening. KCAKG, you're monitoring. KCAKG, you're listening. KCAKG.
K-8-S-K-8-8-Y-1. Good afternoon.
K KCAKJO, statewide one. Good afternoon.
KCAET, listening, statewide talk group one.
KCAFCA, statewide one. Roger.
KCAKJO.
KCAETV mobile monitoring, statewide one from I-75 northbound Bay County.